That's when I said, okay, we got to do something about that. So I approached Steve, and I sent him pictures of my fixtures. So what did you think when you saw fixtures like that with the two bulbs, 110, 12 volt, and the way they were facing out the lens sideways? I mean, I guess you hadn't not seen that before.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't seen too many vintage Airstreams firsthand, and if I have, the fixtures haven't been open. So I did know that the 12-volt corn style, we'll call these bulbs, were available. I'm sorry, not corn. It's the LED version is corn. So the E26 bulbs were available for sale out there because I see them for sale, but I didn't know all the applications for them. And the vintage Airstream is an excellent example of those applications. Now, if you go to a home improvement store, there's all kinds of LED E26 bulbs out there, but you'll notice that all the light comes out of the end of the bulb. Typically, they have a dome over only the end of the bulb, and the light is designed to point down from the end of the bulb. After you showed me the fixtures, I noticed that the application was a little bit different, and that style bulb wasn't going to work here. So we sourced the body of the corn style bulb, and they call those corn because of the yellow dots down the length of the bulb. And it was going to do the job better in the Airstream fixtures because the light more so comes out of the side of the light as the fixtures have the lights mounted horizontal where the light needs to come out of the side of it.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, I guess the corn cob, I can see that now. I'm looking at the picture of it. So when I checked it against my filament bulb, which was drawing 4.1 amps, this corn light, the new LED version, was only drawing 0.8. So it's a huge difference. I can run all my lights for like 6 amps or something if I want. But like you said, it is a little higher than the typical LED replacement, I guess, because there's so many chips on it.
Yeah, correct. And just the oversized size of the light and everything else, it generally does come down to the chips. That is the most expensive part of the product is the chip itself. And even on smaller bulbs, going back to 1141 replacement, you'll notice that there's other manufacturers. Ours have 24 chips on them. There are some other manufacturers that only have 18 chips on them. Same one, decently built light, but it is going to give you less light. And why they do that is because those extra chips cost money.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this new corn light you sent, it's full of chips. I wanted the warm light, so that was the first one, and then you came up with natural light, too. But then you had an idea, right? Because I had the 12-volt side and also the 120-volt side, 120-volt AC side. So what did you do for that?
Yeah, if we're going to do the 12, we might as well make a match. And so we went ahead and made a 120-volt version as well so that you could have a companion set for them. They'll be individually marked as 12-volt or 120, and the big concern and the markings, and we're going to continue to label the boxes, is that somebody puts a 12-volt into a 120-volt circuit because it will damage the bulb and basically destroy the bulb. So we just have to make sure it's clearly marked. I'm sure that's also an issue with the standard incandescent bulb out there, too. I'm sure they get their number of failures because of misinsertion into the wrong socket.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, when I swapped them out, I did I just pulled one bulb out at a time.
Yeah.
Looked at it 3 times, stuck it in. So as
production increases on this bulb, it'll actually be laser etched with 12 volt DC only on the 12 volt ones to make that very clear as to which one you put into which socket.
Oh, okay, because I Sharpie etched mine.
Now, also, we are looking at, because you did have one fixture that was a little tight for the two corn lights to fit side by side next to each other. So the next version will also have a smaller body, and it'll also incorporate the Samsung chips.
That's cool. So call it. What vintage range of Airstreams would use this style light?
Well, basically, it's late 50s and early 60s that has the quote-unquote Edison-style base for the DC side. And the